Father God, we thank you, God. We thank you for your power. Thank you for your might. Thank you for your strength. God, we thank you for revealing all things according to your will, God, that we might build up your people in these last days, God, that they not be carried away with every wind of doctrine, God, that we might be steadfast, Lord, in walking and making sure, God, that when we walk, God, we walk in the truth, that we stand upon this truth, God, because we know it is you, that your word don't change. God, you said in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God, and the same was with God in the beginning. So God, let us continue, Lord, to go forth and speak thy word, Lord, in truth and in the fullness of your spirit. And we know that we are in the last days. You know, the day of the Lord is at hand. It's at hand. And God will pour out his judgment upon the earth. He's going to pour it out. But not only upon the earth, God is purging his church. And God wants his church to come up, you know, to the true level of sanctification that he has ordained from the foundation of the world. And so we know, you know, during this time that God don't want his people tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. Okay? You know, you got the Christmas holiday coming and people worship, you know, these things as if they are of God, but it's not of God. You know, we know that Christmas was started like 336 AD after the death of Jesus Christ. You know, the apostles and the church never celebrated Christmas. They never celebrated Christmas because they celebrated it every day of their life through salvation, through the blood of Jesus Christ. That's Christmas. You understand? So Christmas is an element of three things. First, it's like the God of Odin, and then you had the Coca-Cola commercial or mascot, you know, and then also you got this guy. You had this this Catholic priest, you know, Roman Catholic priest that was Saint Nicholas. Okay, so it's the combination of those three things. You know, so God, you know, it was the time God blanked at our ignorance, okay? But we're not ignorant anymore. You know, we can search out the truth and we can know that this thing is not of God. You know, it's commercialized, okay? It's about making money. It's about leading people astray. And that's what it's doing. You know, it's not teaching the truth of God. It's not of God. Okay, the Bible said, don't be like the heathen who goes out into the forest and cut down a tree, which neither can speak or move. They take it home and fasten it with the hammer and with the nails, and they deck it with ornaments. These are traditions of men and not of God. So we must come out from among them. We got to come out from among these traditions and stand on the true principles of God. Because that's what God wants. Okay? He will purge the church. He will purge it. Because he wants his bride adorned in the word of God and in the truth. And as long as we as the ministers of God continue to allow the people of God to walk and to do these things, God's going to require the blood at our hands. It will be required. It will be required. Because God wants us to warn his people that we not take part of idolatry, that we not be a part of witchcraft, but that we be partakers of the truth. Because that's the only thing that's going to give us life in the end, is the truth. So we got to wake up from our slumber, that we not fall victims to things that are not of God. You know, because he said, many shall come to me in that day saying that I am, you know, Lord, I did this and I did that and I did it in your name. Right. But he said, get away from me, you that work iniquity. God don't want us to wallow in sin. He wants us to wallow in the truth. He wants us to be wrapped up, to be clothed in it. The Bible says to take upon us the whole armor of God, that we might be able to stand up against the wiles of the devil. And all these things are deception. They're meant to deceive the people of God and the world. All these things are of the devil, and we got to tell and warn the people of God and let them know to get away from these traditions of men. Faith, clothes in faith, righteousness, salvation through the word of God. This is the whole armor of God. We got to put it on, and we got to stand erect. And the Bible says, when you done all you can do to stand, then you still got to stand. God wants us to stand. Stand. Stand upon the truth. He is the living God. There's no other. He's the one true living God who gave us salvation through Jesus Christ. And that's what we got to stand on. Everything else will fade away. Judgment is coming. Judgment is coming. So we got to know the truth. And the Bible said the truth shall set us free. So we can't continue to do these things. We can't continue, you know, to celebrate things like Easter and all these things. You understand? The resurrection has come and is gone. We celebrate it through salvation. We know that Jesus rose on the third day. We know these things through faith, through the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our whole hope is based upon the resurrection. We know this. This is what the faith is built upon. It's built upon the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's built upon that. And we know these things to be true. Because the Spirit bear witness. God's Holy Spirit bears witness to these things, that these things are the truth. And that's the only thing that's going to give us life, is faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we got to come out from among them. We got to stand. Stand up. You're fully clothed. You got everything you need in God to stand. You got everything you need in God to stand. All God wants us to do is stand. Just stand up. Stand up for the truth. Stand up for what's right. God will reveal it through his Holy Spirit that these things are the truth. All we got to do is stand. The Bible said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You know, God wants us to wait on him, you know, because Jesus will come again. He will come again. And we know these things to be true. So all we got to do is stand and wait. Stand upon that foundation that is life eternal. Stand up and declare that Jesus is the Christ, that he's our only hope, and that he's our only salvation. You understand? The Bible said, if it was possible, the very elect would be deceived, because many shall come in my name saying, we are the Christ, that we are your salvation, we are your deliverance. But he said, be not deceived, and neither does he want us to go after these people. Stand. Time is now to stand. Stand. God is with his people. His people will be delivered. And we don't have to be ashamed. Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I'm not ashamed. You understand? Because in the end, when we stand before God, we got to be fully clothed. We can't be naked in his sight. We can't be naked. God got to see us as one of his people. You know, that our name might remain in the book of life. You understand? So let's wake up to the truth. Let's wake up to the truth. It's time to wake up, people of God. There was a time God blinked at our ignorance, like he said. But now we know the truth. And we must fully walk in the truth. We got to fully walk in the truth. The day of the Lord is at hand. Judgment is coming. Judgment is coming. All the nations of the world will be judged. All God wants his people to do is stand. 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 Because the Bible said, the mystery of God shall be revealed in the latter time. It will be revealed. But God also wants us to daily walk with him. That way people can see the light of God in us. He don't want us to be partakers of foolishness. Like I said before, there's a standard set. And we got to walk in that standard. God is calling his people from amongst all the nations of the world. He's calling his people to come out from among all the nations, that we no longer practice idolatry. That we put our hope and our faith and our trust in the one true living God. The one true living God. And the hope of the resurrection. Come out from among the nations, people of God. Come out from among them. The Bible says, Woe to the inhabitants of the earth. The great and terrible day of the Lord is at hand. It's at hand. It's at hand. And we don't want to be judged with the sinners of the world. The Bible said, during this time of wickedness, during this time, if Daniel, if Noah, if Job was among them, they would only be able to deliver themselves. Thank God for the hope of the resurrection and for Jesus Christ. Because through him, we will be delivered. We will be able to stand. God is our strength. He's our salvation. We must continue to walk in the fullness of his power and of his grace and of his might. Lord, you are God, and beside you, there is no other. There is no other. Let thy strength, God, be upon your people, God, that we might endure hardship. We know, God, that all things must come according to your word. All things, Lord. So we must serve you, God, not just with lip service, God, but in the fullness, Lord, but in the fullness, Lord, of your spirit. God don't want lip service. God don't want people to say that they're Christians. And then we live contrary to God. That is no difference between us and the world. It's no difference. God don't want that. He wants us to separate, to come up from among the things of the world. We know who the ruler of this world is. It's been given to him for a time, Satan. And he wants us entangled in this mess. It's messy. You understand? So we got to wake up. I'm telling you, wake up from your slumber. Wake up. Because we know the truth. We're not ignorant anymore. We're not ignorant anymore. We know the truth. And the truth shall set you free, set you free from bondage. We are no longer bound to sin. The Bible said, God is not mocked. Whatever a man sow, so shall he reap. So we got to sow the things of the Spirit of the living God. That way we can reap the things of the Spirit. And we know what the things of the Spirit are. We know. We got to place high value on these things. You got to put high value on these things. You understand? The devil wanted us running after, you know, the things of the world, all these riches and all this foolishness. You know, like I said, these preachers have gotten fat through these things and they have forgotten the flock of God. They're more concerned about, you know, how their portfolio look. You know? And yet the people of God don't have shepherds. Because they're also teaching the people these things, you know, to lay up treasures, you know, on the earth. But the Bible said our treasures are in heaven, you know, where the thieves, the devil can't touch that. The things that God has stored up for us in heaven, the devil can't touch it. Nothing he can do with it. But as long as we are here on this earth, right, all these things, you know, Satan could come in and he can destroy it. He's a thief. He's a robber. He's a liar. You understand? So God want us to come out from among them. Wake up, church of God. Wake up. Because the world is doomed. Destruction is nigh. It's at hand. God's going to pour it out. God is very angry because God's so long-suffering. He's a very long-suffering God. Very long-suffering God. So when he pours out his anger and his rage, there will be nothing left. Nothing left. As in the days of Noah, and as in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, so shall the coming of the Lord be. And because iniquity has abounded, the love of many have waxed cold. Cold. Cold-hearted people. Only take pleasure in himself and not in the things of God. That's what people seek today. Pleasure. Sin. Lust. Murderers. And we know these things are not of God. It's not of God. Wake up, O nation of God. Wake up. The truth is in your salvation. It's on nothing else. How long we gonna continue to walk after our own ways? And not in the righteousness and the holiness of God. The time is now. We don't have a bunch of time. The time is now. God has waited patiently for the world to turn. He's given us time to turn away from our wickedness, but we've refused it. We have refused it. So we have left God no alternative but to destroy the land. To purge it. God wants us to trust him and lean on him. That's why the church must go through the tribulation. She must be tried and she must be true. Because the devil is going to use everything at his disposal to keep people in darkness. But we know at the end of the day, the light shall shine through. Even though the world will be in darkness at the time of the Lord coming, Jesus said the sun will refuse to shine and the stars will not give their light. And even as the lightning shineth in the east, it shall be seen also in the west. So shall the coming of the Lord be. Everybody will see him in that day. And they'll know that he is Lord over all things. They'll know that he is God and it's God alone that reign. It's God. It's God. Stand. And when you've done all you can do, still stand. See your salvation. See, walk in the truth of God. And we know these things will come. So let us continue to walk in the path that God has set before us. And I admonish his church that they may be strengthened in these last days, because your redemption draws nigh. Your redemption draws nigh. But God wants us to give up all the traditions of man and establish true holiness in the earth. Let us continue to walk after the things of God. Continue to walk after these things. And Father, we praise you. We give you the glory, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Because even as you said, and you have beckoned me to say, woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. The great and terrible day of the Lord is at hand. It's at hand. Judgment is here. Judgment is here. And America will fall. She will fall. But not only America, all the kingdoms of the earth, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord, that he is Lord. Thank you, Father. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, amen and amen.